The backlogs for cash assistance and supplemental nutrition assistance program, SNAP, approval applications have nearly been cleared. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York City Department of Social Services, DSS, Commissioner Molly Wasow Park on Monday said that the backlogs, which peaked at more than 50,000, have been 97% and 90% processed, respectively. The Adams administration has nearly cleared the cash assistance backlog since last summer. Credit. New York City Department of Social Services. While over 46,000 cash assistance applications and over 4,000 SNAP applications were pending processing this past summer, the Adams administration invested in staffing, technology, and process improvements to eliminate the backlog of cases, according to a news release. In total, the city processed more than 600,000 cash assistance and SNAP applications during this period. As a child, I watched my mother struggle to put food on the table, as she worked three jobs to care for me and my five siblings. The city wasn't there for us when we needed help. We won't let that practice continue under our administration, said Adams. Our administration is putting working-class New Yorkers first, and ensuring they have full access to the benefits they are entitled to receive in a timely manner. The Adams administration has made progress strengthening access to critical benefits for low-income New Yorkers. More than 510,000 New Yorkers receive cash assistance, the highest number of recipients since 2003. The city also continues to strengthen access to SNAP for New Yorkers experiencing food insecurity, with more than 1.7 million New Yorkers receiving SNAP benefits, reflecting the highest percentage of low-income New Yorkers receiving SNAP since the city started reporting the figures annually in 2006.